The Lord be with you.
With
a reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord,
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. A widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually, he thought, well, it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me. I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Today is a big day in Los Angeles. It's the annual UCLA-USC football game. And without fail, every year on this day, I've already received 8 text messages asking me to pray for their favorite team. And I always laugh at that because I went to Long Beach State, so, you know, I actually one of these weird people who likes both of the schools. But there's something about, you know, when we're passionate about sports or something, sometimes we just pray so hard, God, please let my team win, right? Because for us, it could seem like life or death. And sports are fun, but sports aren't life and death. No matter who wins today, God willing, the sun's going to still come out tomorrow. But our gospel tells us very clearly today that we need to be a people of prayer always. And what we need to be prayed for is our loved ones, the sick, the hospitalized, the unborn, the marginalized. And it's very easy for us in our prayer life at times to get impatient. Because sometimes, instead of trusting God, what do? We treat God as if he's Santa Claus. I want it, and I want it now, right? So God is telling us in this gospel this morning to trust in him, to be patient, and to trust in God's will for each and every one of us. You saw the faith of the woman of the gospel today. She didn't give up. She kept going back time and time again. And that's what God's challenging us to do. In those moments of life where we're going through health crisis or family difficulties, maybe a rocky relationship, God is saying to pray even more and to never lose hope and to trust in him. So God is asking each of us today, who needs your prayers this morning? Let's do that right now. Let's pray for those in our lives that need our prayers the most.